Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews. I apologize that this is yet another evening episode, but I didn't want to disappoint you. I have had a lot of requests to do the movie that we are talking about today, especially in recent times with Brendan Fraser kind of being back in the media and just kind of everything and all the hype about the 25th anniversary, which was actually a couple years ago, but people are still talking about it. So people are curious what I thought of this movie. Now, I had reviewed this movie back in the day, and the original review has been up on MovieDeputy.com for quite a while. So if you had not had a chance to check that out, then be sure to stick around because this is going to be fun. I'm going to share that review with you. I'm going to be sharing the original trailer from, well, it's part of the original trailer, and it's actually the trailer from the 25th anniversary of this movie. But what movie are we talking about? If you didn't catch it in the title, or if you are not on our YouTube channel where you can see the poster over here and all the funny faces I tend to make when I'm doing these reviews, we are talking about the 1999 version, The Mummy. Now, I'm not talking whole party like it's 1999 Prince style, but 1999 was a fun year for movies. We had a lot of big ones that year. And this is just one of them. Now, when this movie came out, it was not really expected to do. It had a decent budget and stuff like that, but it was so out of the realm of typical type mummy movies and typical stories of this sort that it was not expected to do much. And not only has this become kind of a bit of a cult classic, but this is many people's favorites movies. Now, before I get too far into this, I want to address something. I am getting a lot of commentary over the review for The Great Awakening. And yes, I am a constitutional conservative. No, I do not review movies from a Christian perspective. I review movies based on the deputy scale that I created with Movie Deputy. And so that's how I have done it now for almost 12 years. Tomorrow is actually a big day for us. Movie Deputy is officially 12 years old tomorrow. Wow. I cannot believe I've been doing this for 12 years, but I love it. And I love bringing movies to you. And I love the feedback, good and bad. But it's like, I never promised to review movies from a purely Christian perspective. And I pay attention. I don't like focus on all the Hollywood gobbledygook. I look at the story. I look at if there's plot holes in the story. I want to be captivated. I want to be brought into that movie. Sorry, my nose is super itchy today. But I want to be brought into the movie and forget that I am watching a movie. I want to feel like I'm watching the characters come to life and that I'm watching their life. I want to get drawn into the story so much that I'm just captivated. And that's what movies should do. They should just draw us in and entertain us. Movies are, I mean, unless it's a documentary or something like that, they're not meant to try to make a point or try to teach us something. And The Great Awakening was not meant to be a documentary. It was meant to be a telling of a story. And so I hope that can clear things up for a few of you that have sent me these messages. All I can say is some of you have entirely too much time on your hands. Especially one particular message that if I had printed it out, it would probably be 4 pages long. Just on the one movie. This was like, wow, I did read it, but I'm not going to address any of the things in it because it's not appropriate, especially during a movie review. But back to The Mummy. Let's jump over and check out the 25th anniversary trailer of The Mummy. Now, this one has kind of a long intro for some reason. I'm not sure. So it's not just silence going da-da-da-da-da.
There's something out there. Something underneath that sand.
I think this may be the Book of the Dead.
You have unleashed a creature that we have feared for more than 3,000 years.
Wow.
He will never stop.
His powers are growing.
This just keeps getting better and better.
If the occasion calls for it,
it calls for it. Look what I got.
That scene has always cheered me up because that he is absolutely afraid of cats because of the cats meaning in ancient Egypt. So when the cat hisses at him, he just loses his mind. Well, I guess that means I'm safe as I have a house full of them. So yay. So it's kind of a short trailer, but it's still fun. Now, on this particular poster right here, if you're over on our YouTube channel, which I invite you to come over here and check out if you have not done so already, this is the poster. If I just basically chop a square out of it and don't really make a whole lot of changes, I don't necessarily waste your time going, okay, here's the poster, here's the podcast image. But this one, it did change a little bit, so I wanted to share that with you today. I just kind of, I took basically the title of the movie, kind of shrunk the square down, moved that up so it's just right over his face a bit, just kind of things like that. I think I did that kind of uniquely and added a bit of a shadow. I just kind of have some fun when I'm doing things like that, but back to the poster. Now, you're probably curious about the original review that was on MovieDeputy.com. Now, I do want to say, even though I've seen this movie a bunch of times, there's a lot of intense things going on in this movie. So I am giving the movie, The Mummy, a guilty rating. Now, why is that? Well, because some of the stuff may be a little bit too intense for younger viewers. I know many kids that love this movie. My son, when he was younger, loved this movie. And so I don't have any problem with kids watching it, but it's one of those things that I would not let children watch it until the parents have watched it with them, and just the parents should at least pre-screen it to determine if it's appropriate for their kids or not. But let's jump over and check out the original review on MovieDeputy.com, or the one that was on MovieDeputy.com, because it is disappearing from there today. Ancient Egypt has many secrets. Some have been found, many have not. This is the story of an expedition to explore the mythical city of Hamunaptra. Those who have been searching for it will do anything to find it. Those who have been there are reluctant to return. This is where we meet Evie and Rick. Evie is a Bembridge scholar who is versed in book knowledge. Rick, on the other hand, is a brash and brutish free thinker that prefers to act first and think later. An unlikely situation will bring them together when it is revealed that Rick knows where the city is. Evie cannot resist the urge to explore it further. Together, they venture out for the adventure of a lifetime. What neither of them realizes is that they're about to awaken something, or someone, who was never intended to be awoken. Doing so, they'll unleash something that they may not be able to contain. They'll risk everything. Will it pay off? Only time will tell. But it's best to remember that some secrets are secrets for a reason. So I wonder what that makes you think of when I'm telling you that, when I'm sharing that with you. Well, that's kind of the whole thing with here. It's the whole mystery of ancient Egypt. It's the exploration of the tombs. It's finding the Book of the Dead. It's what happened in Hamunaptra and what happened in ancient Egypt and why these mummies are such a danger if they're brought back to life. And will Evie and Rick be able to stop them in time? Is this going to be an adventure with a happy ending? Not necessarily. Not in the way you might think if you have not seen this movie. Now, I'm old enough to realize that there is an entire generation who have probably never even seen this movie, but I've run into people who have actually never even heard of it. That really makes me feel old. Because I'm like, how have you never heard of this movie? When they hear the name Brendan Fraser, they think of The Whale. When I hear Brendan Fraser, I think George of the Jungle, I think The Mummy, I think stories like that. So it's just the entire generation shift on that. So what did I give The Mummy originally? And I still actually stick by that score today. I gave it a surprising 6 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. Hi, Quinn. One of my kitties just jumped up here with me today, so that means I'm definitely safe. But yes, I did give The Mummy a 6 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. So, if this is one that you're wanting to check out, it's not perfect by any means, but it is entertaining and it can be addictive. It's one of those movies that if you're a type that you like to watch movies over and over and over again, this one might surprise you and become a favorite. I have introduced this movie to a few people and they're like, I can't believe how good this is. Okay, that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but I mean, they're just absolutely in awe of how amazing this movie is. And they're just wondering how they had never even heard of this before. So I'm hoping that if you have not checked this out yet, that you will have a chance to go check this out. And if this is one that you're familiar with, I hope you enjoyed this as well. If you have not done so already, be sure to click subscribe and turn on that notification bell so you get the latest and the greatest Movie Deputy content. And until later, my friends, I'll be back soon. Bye.